Leon was a student in the late 1970s. He walked the streets of Johannesburg collecting signatures to demand Mandela's release. In 1962, the white minority government had imprisoned the revolutionary for life for leading the armed struggle against apartheid.
What we knew about Mandela, obviously, was this semi-mythical figure whose picture and image was banned in South Africa. We just knew that this man at that stage had been in prison for 17 years or so, and that in many ways the freeing of Mandela was the key to unlocking a relatively peaceful future for a democratic South Africa, and all that turns out to be bang on the money.
After South Africa's last white president, F.W. de Klerk, released Mandela in early 1990, Leon had his first face-to-face encounter with the liberation legend. Leon was a delegate representing the Democratic Party, the DP, at the first round of negotiations to establish democracy.
Mandela, which was very unusual in those days, in the early 1990s, you know, stood up at the podium and lost his temper with de Klerk, and it was extremely improbable, although it happened in front of my eyes, that a black leader would tell off the white sitting president, which is exactly what Mandela did on that occasion.
Mandela condemned de Klerk's government as an illegitimate regime and lacking morality. A few months later, Leon heard that Mandela had moved into a house in the smart Johannesburg suburb of Houghton.
So I thought, well, I'll take him a cake, you know, I was the MP, and I left him a note saying, welcome to the neighborhood, and so on.
2 days later, Leon received a message.
It was on my answering machine of my landline. There was this world-famous voice, and I presume someone was playing a trick on me, and it was Nelson Mandela. He said, thank you so much for the cake, and I'd love to meet you, and I'm going to ask you and some of the other chaps from the Democratic Party to put it for dinner. And, you know, blow me down. A few days later, I got a phone call from a secretary saying, would you be able to have dinner with Nelson Mandela? And off we went.
Leon attended the dinner with two DP colleagues.
We went and we were entertained, you know, an audience of three, by the great Nelson Mandela for dinner. And it was the start of what was a very long and happy relationship.
After elections in 1994, South Africa became a multiracial, multi-party democracy. Mandela was its first democratically elected leader. Leon was re-elected to parliament as DP chief. He was sometimes highly critical of President Mandela.
I never, not that I could have, patronized Mandela by pretending that, you know, I agreed with him on everything, and very often I disagreed quite sharply, but the thing about him was he enjoyed a debate and a discussion, and he wants to...
Leon criticized Mandela and the ANC for what he perceived to be their inability to solve various crises in South Africa, including crime, corruption, and unemployment.
I think I have the most difficult job in the world. You know, how do you oppose a living legend? And the answer to that is you don't, but you can quite vociferously take on some of the things he was doing, but also recognize the quality of the person and the uniqueness of his leadership. That's what I did, basically.
Leon credits Mandela for the fact that their relationship never suffered as a result of their political differences. In late 1998, for example, Mandela described him as the leader of a Mickey Mouse party. Leon responded that if this was so, then Mandela was the leader of a goofy government. A few weeks later, Leon was in a room in a Johannesburg hospital, about to have heart surgery.
There was a knock on the door. There was this famous voice, and he said, hello. He said, is that Mickey Mouse? It's Goofy. I've come to visit you. And that was Nelson Mandela.
Leon says Mandela set the biggest example of all by himself suffering mightily for his beliefs, but then emerging from jail to bind the wounds of a desperately injured nation.
And then, notwithstanding his immense popularity and stature, he stood down after one term. In a continent and a world, as we see all around us today, which is disfigured too much and too often by people who cannot relinquish power. I said of Mandela, you know, it wasn't just the example of his power, but it's the power of his example that really has inspired us all. And that really is a priceless gift.
When Leon retired as chairman of his party in 2007, Mandela praised him for his contribution to democracy. But in Leon's mind, it's Mandela who will go down in history as arguably the greatest political and moral leader ever. For VOM, Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.